The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Come on, folks. Come on. Come on. Oh, first of all, hi, Graham.
Oh, hey, hey, JV.
Hi, Selena.
Hi, JV.
Happy bun day.
Thank you. Yeah.
I like your bun.
Thanks.
Super bun.
Thanks.
So come on, folks. City officials are asking people to stop using their t-shirts as toilet paper.
Ew, this is happening?
Yes.
Hey, desperate times call for desperate measures.
Here's the article. Sewer officials. I didn't know we had sewer officials.
There's one in every town.
Oh.
Just one. Just one person.
Tell me again. What are you? I'm a sewer official.
Yeah.
Sewer officials have issued a plea. Quote, use whatever toilet paper alternatives you want. They're saying, go ahead, use your t-shirt. You're out of toilet paper, use your t-shirt.
Okay.
But please don't flush them. Bag it. Don't flush it. So there's some people they're suggesting will use, cut up your t-shirt, use it, put it in a bag. This world is getting disgusting.
Well, you have to throw, if that's what you're going to use,
well,
you
don't.
Have to throw it out. You can't flush
well,
it.
Don't.
Bury it in your
we
yard.
We had several cultures share what they do. Get a thing of water, pour it in that region, clean yourself up, wash your hands, and you're good. I can't imagine getting dad's t-shirt. Where's my t-shirt? Well, the thing is, we ran out of toilet paper, and it's in a Ziploc. It's still there.
It's there. You can wash it.
Not reusing these, right?
Maybe some people are.
Cut it into strips. Get the most use. I was always a little uncomfortable. Like when I was traveling in South America, they don't flush toilet paper there.
That's how it is in Mexico.
You put the toilet paper in, like they.
Oh, so you do?
They have
some people say put it to the side.
They have a waste paper basket right next to the toilet, and it does not go in the toilet because a lot of the plumbing systems and pipes and sewers
can't handle it.
So I was always very uncomfortable by that. I can't imagine using a shirt and then leaving that next to the.
Yeah. What person is down there and has to figure out what has clogged the entire city, and they are unwrapping it, and they're like, oh, Beastie Boys, 1986.
Yeah. Are they putting it back together and like forming t-shirts out of these little pieces?
Well, that tells me a couple of people used an entire t-shirt and just said,
yes. No, I'm telling you, I took a field trip, I think I told you guys one time, to a wastewater treatment facility one time for this class in college.
I hate this
story.
And
these guys were like, we find everything you flush.
Yeah.
Everything. And they showed this big skimmer that goes across this big tank, and they showed us everything.
Wow.
He's like, it's mostly orange peels and people are sending those down.
Feminine, what? Oh.
Products.
Okay. But I thought you said like the orange peels were for feminine use.
No, not that I know of.
Orange peels?
I don't know. People send them down the drain. Maybe you put them down in your disposal or something. They don't get ground up, and then those go down. Or people flush them. I don't know. But it was a lot of orange peels and then male protective devices.
Oh, my God. Any Barbie dolls?
I'm sure they've come across a few, but these the two most common things.
I'll bet anything you can think of. This phone, what's this part called?
The receiver.
This is the receiver?
Yeah, they found it all.
Why didn't I know this old school phone thing right here is called a receiver?
I thought that was just the handle part.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Just handle.
Or like the phone. You pick up the phone.
Handset.
Handset!
Maybe it's the handset.
Anyway.
I don't know.
Speaking of morons.
Did you guys see this? Kind of predictable. Five University of Tampa students have all tested positive for the coronavirus after they went down to spring break it up in Florida. Yeah!
Wow.
Duh. That means there's so many other people out there.
Yeah, you know, there's a lot of people that were talking about this story last night. Like, aha, karma. You guys thought you could party and you wouldn't get the coronavirus. Ha ha, you got it. But I think that some people are too stupid to get things. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They live long lives and they just do stupid things.
Yeah.
That's these guys, these girls. So nothing's going to happen to them, but they're taking it back to their community and it's other people that are going to suffer for it.
Yeah, and you know if you know these are not isolated incidents of for every five of them that know they got it and tested for it, there's
as true
way more that were at that same beach that don't know they had it and have brought it back.
That's
to wherever
what's scary.
They are from.
And what sucks though is you do want the kids to go through the worst fever of their life. Nothing bad happened to you except you really pay. Like you partied for a week. And now just 2 weeks of you being down because you just ignored all of the warnings. That's what we're hoping for. It's probably not going to happen to them.
I'm still hoping.
Well, we all are.
Yeah.
By the way, as of yesterday, they were still out there. like people packed on party boats all up on
each
other.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
I thought they haven't shut them down yet.
No.
And they shut
down. They're out in the water, like several boats, like just next to each other, filled with people.
And where they've shut down some of the beaches, all the pictures I saw were of like caution tape going across the entrance to the beach. And then on the other side of it, just tons of people all across the sand.
They
You're
don't
like, wow,
care.
That one line of yellow tape, that's going to keep the spring breakers out.
Caution tape always works with the spring breakers. I wanted to talk about something. Graham, you posted a picture of some Quarantinis. Loved the name.
Thank you. I came up that
Quarantinis.
Myself.
That sounds good.
Yeah. Describe what it is that we saw, the people that follow you on social media.
You know, on Friday, both my wife and I were like, wow, that was a long week. I need a drink. So we're like, I was like, you know what we should make? Martinis. And then I, of course, coined the name Quarantinis. But
love
that's
it.
Just a vodka martini, which means it's just straight vodka.
Just that simple little drink, though, looked awesome.
Oh,
are you guys
so
drinking
good.
More or less during these times?
More.
You're drinking more?
Yeah.
Are you
not
Grant?
During the week, but the weekend? It's like, because you have to date. I don't know. You're staying home. You don't have to drive anywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think we're up slightly. I think my wife's drinking has gone up more because I think she's more stressed having to work from home and being, you know, without childcare and the two kids. And that, I think, is driving her to drink a little more because we used to never drink during the weekdays. That was like the rule. Don't drink during the week.
Yeah.
Quick little side thing. There's a lot of people using the term quarantinis. So I don't think you're allowed to say that you discovered that or you invented it. Just a little FYI.
I had never seen the term.
But maybe you did, but just, and then you just put it back into your
wow, that's disrespectful.
Your conscience or whatever.
Wow.
And so you unconsciously.
I was about to defend you, except you pulled that on me. Like, and Natasha, when we were guessing your baby's name, like through a meditation process, you're like, subconsciously, you probably went into my cousin's uncle's nephew's Facebook, saw it, and then later on came up with that name, which we didn't. And so I was about to defend you because I think Graham did come up with it to himself. Coincidentally, other people did, but I can't defend you.
Dang it.
Why, you're seeing Quarantinis everywhere?
Well, because I've seen it online before, so Graham's saying that
after
he,
my post
he
went viral.
Coined... No.
It got a lot. JV,
no.
I think it got like 100 likes. I mean, that's a lot. I mean, for Twitter? Come on.
That's big numbers for Twitter.
That's huge.
I was one of your likes.
Did you guys hear about this new like state liquor rule that's happening? You know how restaurants are, you know, they're shut down. They're only able to either deliver or just make food to go for people.
Yes.
Well, there's some new codes that are happening here in California. They include letting bars and restaurants sell prepackaged alcohol to go, which was not allowed before. So now when you place your order, you can order your Quarantini or your Martini, whatever, and you're able to pick it up and actually take your alcohol home to go.
Oh, that's good.
Isn't that so cool?
Yeah. Well, for you guys, I'm not a
drinker. You don't seem very excited,
because
JV.
I don't
this is
drink.
A game changer.
I don't drink. That's why I throw it back to you guys. Is this a game changer?
Yes.
I got a buddy that owns a bar, and that's what he's been doing. I mean, obviously, he's going through a really tough time without being able to open up for business. So every day between, you know, like 4 or 5 hours during the afternoon, that's all he's been doing is just selling canned beer, bottled wine, you know, stuff like that. Or you could bring like what they call like a growler. It's like a big glass bottle, and you'll fill it up off a beer tap. You know, you get it all the way full, but that's the only thing you can do right now.
What was it called? Because I'm learning things. A beer growler?
A growler.
And this right here is a receiver or it's the phone set?
It's a receiver or a handset. I don't know. It's one of those.
Nobody knows.
All right. Next, we'll talk about our photos from home. Quick question. Normally, we have a lot of people voting in the 6 o'clock hour. Are we going to get any votes?
No.
No?
A couple.
Maybe one.
It's going to be interesting to see once we kick off photos from home. How many people are up voting?
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We do have people with us. Joaquin's there. Thank you,
nice.
Joaquin. Love you, buddy. You roll through these. Eric is there. Good morning, Eric. J-Rod's still with us. Miss MJA still there. Good morning and happy Monday. JV, Graham, Selena Gomez, and Natasha. wishing you guys a great day. Carla, hi, Carla. Good morning. Just on here on Twitter, just checking in with everyone. Stephosaurus, buenos dias, familia. Can my princess please get a birthday shout out? She turned 2 yesterday. Her daughter's so cute.
Let me see.
She's got the cutest little, look at.
Oh,
such
God.
A little sweetie. Rolling through this here. Who else do we have? Mom of Snot Bubbles. I love that name. JV Graham, good morning. Also to the entire JV Show, stay healthy. That's what we're trying to do. And we're going to try to do our photos from home competition. We'll see if there are any people voting other than like our crew that I just shouted out here that's strong with us every day.
And ourselves.
All right. So, Graham,
we always vote for ourselves.
Right. Graham, your photo
from home.
So all of our neighborhood friends, since we can't get together anymore, we decided that each house is going to do a bunch of chalk art on the sidewalks and driveways in front of their houses. So that way, you know, the kids, when you take them out for a walk, they can go and see what, you know, their friends, you know, the other kids in the neighborhood have drawn. It's sort of a way for the kids to kind of interact with each other without actually interacting with each other. And my little son Ford said he wanted to draw a big dinosaur. So
that's
I drew
awesome.
Him one, and then... you can see it's in our driveway. I drew a big, big dinosaur. He wanted a green one. It's sort of greenish yellow. And I named it the Coronasaurus.
Nice.
Is that already out
well,
on the internet?
Well, I was going to say, that's already out there.
Yeah, it is. He's getting so big.
He's like
I know.
He's like
is.
A little guy now.
He's a little man, 40.
Very cute photo. Selena, your photo from home?
My photo, it's not, I'm not in it because I did nothing but just stay in bed literally the whole weekend. So I went through my phone to see what pictures my daughter was taking with my phone all weekend. I think Bentley, our new dog, is so tired of taking selfies and making TikTok
videos.
Look
like what?
He looks so burnt out, but I thought it was hilarious. So that's my photo from home.
Big. Bentley grew up.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah,
what about yours?
Bigger.
You're talking about grandson. Look at your son. Very cute with your daughter as well. And then, you know, I think this is going to happen with a lot of people. I think a lot of people are going to that are stuck at home find other talents or things within them.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a subject, Natasha, to photograph. So it's a hobby I started before. I'm back at it. This is a picture that I took of Natasha.
Love it. Super cool.
Had her facing like toward what turned out all the lights in the place. And then I put should I give out my technique?
I was going to ask you how you did it.
Put a light up here facing down at her and then took a picture from the side.
I like it. It's
that's
sexy.
My
it looks like moonlight.
Is she naked?
Yeah.
Well, are you outside under the moon?
Not actually moonlight, but yeah, it kind of looks
it
like that.
It does.
Well, she had a little bra on because we did some other photos for other stuff. So check them all out and vote. TheJVShow.com is we're going to see them. Couple of things on TV programming. First of all, well, this is not really TV, but Rosie O'Donnell, did you hear this?
Mm-mm.
So she did a streaming thing last night and it had massive audience. She had huge guests and she wanted to raise money for, let me see, it has something to do with the Actors Guild, I think. Let me go back over here. For the Actors Fund, she raised over $500,000 and had a huge audience of people showing you don't need a network. She was just trying to do it, I guess, for the Actors Fund.
Yeah.
But don't you think that's going to come out of this as well? There's a lot of celebs now, you know, hosting things, doing their own thing.
Yeah.
Rosie O'Donnell, I'm sure, has that in her where she would still like to be a talk show host.
Yep.
And she brought a bunch of guests on, and it killed last night.
Wow.
Interesting, huh?
That's crazy. And then Jada's going to be like, I've been doing this.
Yeah!
Facebook. But just nobody cared.
Ouch.
Some people do. That was mean.
Something else here. ESPN is running out of live programming, but on today, National Puppy Day.
All right.
They have something for everyone that loves puppies. Starting at 6 p.m., six straight hours of dog programming.
Oh, jeez.
ESPN2, if you want to see things like the AKC Agility Premier Cup. My would you question,
wow.
Would you watch any of these 6 hours tonight of dogs on ESPN2?
No.
No.
I don't think I would either.
I feel like there's going to be a lot. I mean, sports channels, obviously, they've got nothing, you know, there's no live sports of any matter to cover. But I mean, a lot of these things, I feel like similar to the way that Rosie's showing that you can stream it, people have other stuff that they want to go catch up on shows that are streaming or whatever. I feel like the network TV is going to get smoked. Right?
They really are.
Bay Area sports channels was airing an old Giants game yesterday from like 2013.
That's what this said.
Like,
it says, as the network navigates unfamiliar territory, forget it.
Unfamiliar territory.
Thank you. Of no new sporting events, they are digging up footage. They're like crazy going into the archives and they even have to come up with all this money to pay to use all this old footage because they have nothing to put on their network.
Yeah, I heard Kansas fans, University of Kansas fans, were like out in the running down the streets celebrating because they re-aired. I think it was the 2008 March Madness tournament
Kansas
won, and they've got nothing else to watch, so they were all reliving the glory days. From
I was
going to
say
won.
how many dummies thought they just won?
There were probably a few.
For the second time.
Yeah, there were probably a few.
Yeah.
All right, the toilet paper aisle at a Walmart in Missouri got a really unexpected delivery. It caused a huge commotion in the store, and it wasn't a toilet paper delivery. Surprisingly, it was actually a baby. A store manager said a customer's water broke in the aisle. Luckily, there was a labor nurse nearby, and she sprang into action, and this baby, it came fast. The Springfield firefighters, I guess that's the town they were in, got there just in time to assist with the delivery, and mom and baby are doing well. But I wanted to ask you guys, if there was one pack of toilet paper left on the shelves in that aisle that you desperately needed, that's what you went to the store to get,
yeah,
would you grab the TP first before you stepped in to help this woman in labor?
Or do you just step over, get your toilet paper, act like you didn't see that?
Pretend like you didn't see it.
I think you grab it, head to the checkout line, because nobody's there. They're helping the woman.
I think, well, no one's helping her yet. You grab it, and you kind of yell out, clean up on four!
Looks like she spilled something.
That's what I meant.
Can I get a mop? Because she's going to know that it was you that looked at her, then looked at the toilet paper, then looked back at her, the toilet paper and left.
The other thing is, you're wanting to get that toilet paper and just go. I mean, sometimes having a baby, that's a long...
I know.
That's a long time there. You gotta stay there holding a hand.
It's a whole process.
By then, somebody else could have came and grabbed the last pack.
I know. That's the day.
While you're holding her hand, you're like, oh, God dang it. Someone just got my toilet paper.
Yeah, I think I'm grabbing it, and I think I'm going to sit on, like, I'm going to use it as a seat as I comfort her. So I'm more comfortable also. And then when I'm done, boom, I've got the toilet
paper. Would you be upset if you had to use that toilet paper in that situation?
Oh, yeah, I quit. Yeah. Come on, that's what...
and they still charge you.
Yes.
Hey, you picked it off the shelf. We're going to charge you for that.
You've ruined this.
Okay, so sushi parasites have been increasing over the past half century. They're saying that there's a huge number in these little wormies that are being found in raw or undercooked seafood.
Oh, no.
So this is happening in sushi. This is really devastating news for us sushi lovers. Like, I don't know if this becomes the thing. What if we can never have sushi again? Would you ever be able to live without sushi?
Yes, in a heartbeat. If I found, I probably won't be able to enjoy any going forward. Yeah. You're saying there's little parasites in it? I probably won't eat anymore.
But it's like a maybe, like maybe not, you know, you never know.
It's like a maybe, maybe not. I mean, I could live without, I really like sushi. I feel like I could live without it. I don't eat it, you know, once a week or anything like that. So I could probably do it. I want to ask Selena though, she refuses to put even cheese on a hamburger. Do you eat real sushi? Like, is there raw fish in there? Or are you eating the stuff that's like cooked all the way through?
I only eat some of the raw stuff. I have to not know what it is, but there are certain things that I won't eat, but I've eaten some of the raw stuff.
I'd be shocked to see Selena eat a raw thing. If you won't even, because some of the other food things you won't eat.
Cheese is different. Like cheese raw, is disgusting.
Seems like raw fish to me would be one of those things you wouldn't touch.
Okay. I've got something here. I was just, while you guys were discussing that, Selena's palate, I just looked up an alternative to eating sushi.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
Live bats. Huh?
A little different.
Oh,
how about
that?
Yeah.
Live bats?
Okay. Well,
I think I'll pass.
Think about it. I mean,
you don't have to do all of it. Just
tried one.
Bite the head off of the thing and chew it up.
Okay.
And sometimes
good.
You don't have to swallow it. You just spit it out.
Oh. All right.
That's what
Not
she
bad.
Said.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Wild 94.9, couple more shouts. Dominic checking in saying, I'm here. Good morning. Always here. Woohoo. Also, Reza, who we love, says, this baby has had me up since 4 a.m. Oof. Ouch. Congratulations on your little baby, though. We love you. Patrick checking in. Thank God you guys are on the air today. I've been working triple overtime doing deliveries starting at 4:30 each day. I count down every day until you guys start. Thank you. We appreciate that, Patrick. Let's just do this photos from home. Actually, Selena, can you look up the results? I'm trying to juggle a few things.
Second.
I'm trying to juggle a couple of these nuts. Natasha's looking up something here as well. Why do we have bats on? Is it on quarters, by the way?
Yeah.
I thought that was like another fake post going around. Someone goes, oh my God, this coronavirus could have possibly come from bats. And many scientists still believe that's where this came from.
Yeah.
And at the same time, the U.S. is printing money with bats on it. And people are going crazy. I was like, that's fake. But then one of our listeners hit me on the weekend saying, JV, I'm a bank teller, and I was going through the money. We definitely have bats on the quarters. I was like, whoa, wait, what?
Weird coincidence.
What were you able to find, Natasha?
Google says it honors national parks and other national sites across the United States.
Oh.
The coin's super cute, though.
Is it?
Yes.
Okay. Of all the animals that are, it's national parks, you said?
Yes. It says that this particular one honors the National Park of American Samoa.
Oh, I was going to say.
Interesting. Because I was going to say, there's a lot in the park.
Why bats?
Like, why bats?
They look so cute, though. They have a smile, and there's a baby bat.
Oh,
I think normally they would. I think any year, any other year, I would love it.
I still love
Not this year, though. All right, so photos from home. Are people voting, Selena?
People are voting, okay. And my rating, I guess, or percentage is just going down by the second. I have 17% of the vote, so I'm in last place. It's a picture of my daughter and our doggie. JV, you're in second place. You brought a photo of your wife. You picked up a new hobby. 31% of the votes. And then Graham has more than half. You have 52% of the votes.
Nice. All right. Check them all out. TheJVShow.com and vote for your favorite.
All right. Hannah Brown, or Hannah B, as Bachelor Nation knows her. She was the bachelorette at one time. She got dragged pretty hard over the weekend. She posted a bikini picture on Instagram and she captioned it, "What's more contagious than a smile? Just trying to spread some love here rather than fear, not making light of the situation." And then, obviously, some people liked it, but a lot of people also comment, you know, what's more contagious than a smile? Some people wrote, quite literally, the coronavirus.
Yeah. You have thoughts, Graham? What do you think?
I feel like, you know, we all have to continue to live our lives. And if you're a kind of person that posts bikini selfies, you can continue to do that.
I agree 100%. Like, I've noticed that people are looking for reasons to be mad.
Yes.
And like, no matter what someone posts, you're just angry and like, don't you realize we're all on death's doorstep? No, we're not. We're trying to get through this as best we can. And she, if she is used to posting pictures of her smiling or in a bikini, is just kind of tying in. She even says, not making light, but hey, smiles are contagious. Like, why the anger? I don't get it.
I think it's more the fact that she's just like vacationing in Florida with Tyler C. If you're Batch Nation, you know that's Tyler Cameron. Remember that she was out playing beach volleyball with all her friends and on boats.
So it's residual. People still mad from that.
It's all of that. Like, it's not like this is just you in a bikini. It's you on spring break in Florida.
I didn't know all that.
And I think, for me, it's less about the picture and more about the caption. Let's not try to do a bunch of virus wordplay. What's more contagious? Leave that. If you want to just say, I hope everyone's smiling out, getting some sunshine where they can, or something. You know, let's leave the virus jokes out of it.
Yeah.
Like, but to me, you're inviting people to make snarky comments. Yeah. You know, well, in response.
I think it goes beyond snarky. It goes to just pure hatred.
Well, that too.
If she does, though, then I mean, just relax, folks. Are you guys? I've noticed myself, I'm maintaining the positivity, because I think you can get sucked in one way or the other. I see all the political hatred and the, you know, I look for just spots of brightness. I actually was glad to hear Gavin Newsom say, I'm going to work with our president, and the president say, I had a great conversation with Gavin Newsom. We're getting things done. We're sending out supplies. I'm like, good. I don't want to hear all the bickering. I want to hear people working together and making this happen. I don't want to hear, oh, this person screwed this up. Let's just try to, well, from going forward, let's not screw it up and let's get better.
Yeah, I think that's what we need right now. Blaming other people and not venting, but just talking about, I mean, this is a situation we're in, okay? Like, there's no going back. This is what it is. So moving forward is the most important
thing. Let's go forward and let's try to get each other's back a little bit.
I'm still mad about a couple of things.
I get it.
It doesn't help you any.
Of course it doesn't. It doesn't help, but I feel like I'm allowed to be a little judgy about a couple things.
No, I know. I know what you're talking about, but the sooner you go, all right, what can we do moving forward? You know what I mean? Or not. Yeah. Not pile on online. It's just spreading around this amount of negative energy that it just does. I'm with Selena. What does it help? You know,
it's true. It is just, it does feel like inescapable right now, just because you're surrounded by it. And like, you know, if everybody's sitting at home and you're watching the news and stuff like that, you see it more and more and it wears on you. And
yeah, I told myself that's the thing I need to change, because I told myself I'm just going to check in on the news for 10 minutes, just get the highlight or the headlines.
Yeah.
Here's what's going on. Here's an update on cases, stuff like that. I was on there like 4.5 hours.
Oh, see? My God, Jamie.
That's what happens.
And I don't want to do that. But I'm maintaining the positive.
That's good.
But I just I need to get off the news so much.
Nice.
All right.
The quarantine lifestyle, I guess we could call it, kind of took its toll on our family this weekend. Specifically, my son Ford, he's 2.5. He is so used to playing with our next door neighbor's kids. They have 3 kids. He has no idea. He does not understand why he can't see them. This is one of those things you can't really explain to a 2 or 3 year old. You know?
Yeah, a virus. How do you explain that?
They don't get the concept of it. And it's just so, it breaks my heart, because he'll wake up, you know, from his nap or something saying that he wants can I go see the neighbors? He wants to go see him. We'll say, no, buddy, they can't come over. And on Saturday, he just lost it and just cried and cried and cried.
That
I want to see the neighbors. He doesn't get it. And it's like, they need to stay at their house for a little while. But as you know, weeks go by, he doesn't, you know, it's like, okay, it's Friday night. We normally get together and do something with them.
Yeah.
Why aren't we doing it? It was so sad.
Do you guys think this is going to have an effect long term on kids who are used to running over and hugging each other and getting together, whether it's school or whatever? Suddenly they can't do any of that. They're just cut off all other kids. I didn't even think about that.
I don't think any long term effects, right?
Yeah.
But the fact that they're used to doing that with their, you know, their cousins and their schoolmates and that's just suddenly cut off. I never thought of it.
I don't think it'll have long-term effects. You just have to be creative. This is why it sucks having kids at this time, because now it's on us parents to keep them entertained always, which is really hard to do.
And I think it's really hard for kids that'll go from being in, you know, having the structure of school or whatever daycare, whatever their routine might have been, and now switching to this, which is going to go for a long time, and then having to switch back. You know, when school does come back, it's going to be a shock to a lot of kids. Like, what? I got to get up at what time and do this?
They thought school is just over.
Right.
Like, forever.
I think some things are going to be in our heads now, like when we do start to return to normal, like someone reaching out their hand to shake. Do you guys think that's done? Handshakes? Do you think they're done?
It's going
to
be very weird.
Oh, I love handshakes. I don't know why. I've always been a real firm. I like a good, strong,
so
firm
weird.
Handshake. I don't know. To me,
I'm not shaking anyone's hand in the future. I can tell you I'm done with it. Yeah. I just don't want to. Why? Load up on germs and pass it along. I don't even like when I'm looking at the door. When I get in the elevator, which, by the way, if I live in a condo and there's a bunch of us getting in the elevator, that's no good, right?
Yeah.
It's a little moving germ incubator.
Thank you. Like, we're supposed to keep social distance. I get on the elevator. I try to go up before people can get on. They all flood on and they're like talking to me like, yeah, you hear about, I'm getting all like, no, I don't even want to be around you.
Even if you go like one party at a time, everybody's germ stays on there, right?
I know, but there's something about their hot breath coming out of my face and them touching all the buttons. So, I put my sleeve on my hands and I'm not touching any buttons without a sleeve on it. I feel like I'm just going to be changed now for a long time. I always have my sleeves covering my hands.
I know. I was pumping gas this morning with my sleeve over my hand. It was hard to grip the nozzle. And I was like, God, this is stupid. I hate this. But I don't have any hand sanitizer in my car. So I'm like, this is what I got.
I use a Huggy wipe. I like load stuff around my hands. And I'm trying to do the gas nozzle and they're falling everywhere. I'm like, that didn't work.
And I had the gas going, then it clicked off too soon, you know, and I had to restart the pump. So I had to pull my sleeve down again. I'm like, God, this is so annoying.
All right, Selena, what do you got coming up?
Okay, so Khloe Kardashian and Tristan Thompson, they're quarantining together. Mm-hmm. That's coming up. Uh-huh. Inside Today's Hottest Trending at the 55s.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Wild 94.9, it is the JV Show. Dominic, there are several people that have brought this up. Hi, Dominic here again. Question, why at thejvshow.com do we not see Natasha's beautiful face? We see the other three. Just wondering. Also, we used to have a group photo. And our website got changed and it was all a mess. And we were ready to just march into someone's office and go, hey, what the hell's going on, man? We used to have the big banner across the top where all of us were in it. And then it just went down to the size of a little tiny dime where one face could fit in there. We've used my ugly face for now.
JV, stop being so hard on yourself.
I can say that once in a while.
Yeah, but it's not.
Oh,
right.
I know. I'm actually handsome.
Okay.
As long as I know it.
Yeah.
And we actually had a photo shoot planned, and everything has turned everything upside down. They probably don't even want to hear about that right now, right? I would think. Hey, with everything going on, we need more space for our picture.
Well, you know, we've got to go on living our lives, and this is our life.
And then really quick, photos from home, go to thejvshow.com, check them all out, vote for your favorite. Selena, you have 17% of the votes. I have 29% of the votes. And in first place, Graham, you have 54% of the votes. You and a photo of your son doing a chalk outline of a what again?
It's a Coronasaurus.
Hottest things trending.
What's hot in hip music, Hollywood, and everything you'll be talking about today in the Bay.
So Khloe Kardashian and Tristan Thompson are quarantining together.
Uh-huh.
Khloe has already made it very clear to fans and to the world that, one, she's forgiven Tristan for the cheating, forgiven him for humiliating her. She's also said before that she doesn't have any negative feelings towards him. She wants to remain positive. And now a source has revealed that she, Tristan, and baby True are all sheltering in place together.
That's nothing new. That's been going on. And we called this one a long time ago. You just couldn't handle the public attacking you, but you got back with him after cheating on you again. You have been together.
And back when like basketball was happening, we already saw the reports that whenever Tristan is off or has a break from that and he's down in Southern California, he stays at her place. Now he has a reason to just stay there. Of course, it may have started as co-parenting. That's what Khloe will say, I'm sure. But they're saying that all this time they've been spending together has made her have even more of a soft spot for him.
Stop it.
Yeah.
Has made me have more of a soft spot. No, you guys got back together and it's under certain conditions and rules. One of them is...
don't tell anyone.
One of them is, in the event of a pandemic, get your ass home. You're not going anywhere now.
So Justin Timberlake is opening up about moving forward from his cheating scandal. We all know like 4 months ago, Justin drunkenly held hands with one of his co-stars, Alicia Wainwright. He's already publicly apologized to his wife, Jessica Biel, and supposedly they're working on things despite her being, you know, seen recently without the wedding ring on. But here's what he told the Daily Mail about moving forward. And he seems kind of sincere. He said, "I don't have any secret for growing up except to continue to try to do my best. There's always something to learn. And you have to realize that you have a footprint and you can't go back and erase it. But you can improve the next path. And that's all you can really do."
Translation. You know what? With this pandemic, I will be home a little bit more, babe.
Yeah.
And I will be faithful because I have to be because I'm home.
Because you see me in the house at all times.
I don't know. I can't really decide if Justin seems like the cheating type or not, but he does seem like the type who is just like a really smooth talker and can get himself out of any kind of situation.
I think so. Is it possible? It doesn't make it okay. Is it possible he doesn't cheat, but he definitely loves the attention and the flirt and all that?
He seems like a flirter.
Yeah.
A big
and then he comes home and has to explain, which he's telling the truth, like, hey, it's not what you think.
Is this co-star that he held hands with, is this something a project they're working on going forward, or is that done?
I think it was done. It was one movie, right?
It was just a one movie.
I think so.
Because imagine that if he had to go back and work with this person.
Oh, she wouldn't allow. His wife wouldn't allow that.
Well, then does she get killed in the movie or in the TV series or whatever? They got to write her out of the script. I mean, imagine if she was
probably.
Imagine if she was like a main character. I know they'd be like, okay.
If it's Justin Timberlake, then yeah, Justin walks in and says, "My wife says you got to write her out."
Yeah. Oh, she just fell down an elevator shaft. Right. That character's out.
Selena, you're looking it up.
I'm trying to look it up. I
thought they said they wrapped the movie. It was a movie rap party.
Is that what it was?
That's what I thought.
What it was. But yeah. I can only imagine. Gee, there will never be a sequel to that movie with those two
characters. Yeah, the sequel. Like,
oh, it says that after the scandal, though, he continued filming scenes.
See?
That following Monday.
I would not allow that.
I wouldn't either.
Nope.
Then what do you say to
the
producers and to the movie company? Hey, my wife said these scenes can't happen.
You're going to have to CGI.
Use my hologram. Yes. Calling him right now.
All right, Graham.
All right, it's looking more and more like the upcoming Summer Olympics are going to be postponed. The International Olympic Committee is going to be discussing this over the next few weeks, but they maintain that canceling is not an option. Canceling it is off the table, they say.
Get this.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't understand this. Why would you have anyone between countries traveling right now? It needs to be postponed or canceled.
Yeah, the games are scheduled to begin in Tokyo on July 24th. So I think the hope initially was that was far enough out for the world to get a handle on this whole situation. But that's looking less and less likely. The United States governing bodies of swimming and of track, which are two of the top three summer sports, have called on the Olympic Committee to postpone the games. And Canada announced last night that they will not send any athletes to the Olympics unless they are postponed for at least a year.
I agree with that. Let's just do it next year.
Yep.
Why are you even discussing that? So, I mean, we're going to be dealing with this for a while. They're not going to have a vaccine for 18 months that we can use.
Yeah.
Something like that. You're saying like this summer, let's just send crowds of people, let's get everyone loaded up on planes and headed out to this? No.
That's what countries need to do. I feel like they need to put their foot down like Canada is doing, threaten to pull out. And then, and then they won't have anybody showing up. Like, so you can't have an Olympic Right. Olympics with nobody there.
If the United States said, we're not going to send athletes unless you postpone this, the International Olympic Committee, right, I'm assuming, would go, okay.
Oh, we're done.
Well, yeah.
Right.
We don't need to discuss this for a few more weeks.
All right. Next on the JV Show, a couple of interesting things, and we'll tell you something good.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
All right, the interesting stuff, and then we'll tell you something good. It's all being brought to you by...
It's brought to us by Squeeze.com Juice Cleanses. Make sure to order yours today.
Thank you, Selena. Some coronavirus quick hits. First, Graham, didn't you say your friend was tested, and how long would the results be?
Yeah, one of my closest friends, he's had a fever for a while and, you know, had some symptoms.
Yeah.
He also doesn't have a spleen, so I think that bumped him up to getting tested for this, but he went through one of those drive-through testing sites.
Yeah.
He says pretty uncomfortable, but pretty quick. And they said the results won't come in for 4 to 6 days.
Wow. All right. So the first quick hit on the coronavirus, the FDA has approved a new test that could diagnose coronavirus in about 45 minutes.
Whoa.
It will ship next week. The WHO says that at least 20 vaccines are in development worldwide, which is incredible. But again, it could take up to 18 months before one of them is available. Have you guys heard about UCSF right here? Round the clock, and they are sharing information with people around the world. They want to come up with a vaccine, and on top of that, a cure. So if someone has it, get this into your system immediately to relieve you of all of this.
Wow.
That's
awesome. Really awesome. Apple has updated Siri, so you can ask it if you have the coronavirus.
Like Siri would know.
What does she say?
It will walk you through a step-by-step questionnaire from the CDC.
Oh, okay.
The government in the UK, man, wouldn't this be nice? The government of the UK is going to pay up to 80% of salaries for people who are at risk of being laid off.
Wow.
That is
that's
so cool.
Awesome.
Dude, that would be amazing. So everyone right now worried, okay, I'm losing my job. You'd get 80% of your salary. That would definitely help. Let's hope other nations around the world follow that example. And you probably heard this. Jails in several states are releasing thousands of low-level criminals to try to prevent the coronavirus outbreaks from happening inside. And did you see that Tekashi 6ix9ine is begging to get out? He's like, please, I'm worried I'm going to get this.
Yeah.
He doesn't have that much time left anyway, doesn't he? I thought he only had a few more months
in
there.
He's like about to get out.
You're going to get something else called a beatdown right when you get out.
Right.
Dude.
It's the safest place for you.
You're not escaping this whole situation, pal. Graham, you have something interesting?
Yeah, it was kind of tough to find something interesting that wasn't coronavirus related, but there's one place where there is no coronavirus right now, and that's on Mars. NASA has the InSight lander up on Mars right now running a bunch of tests, and apparently this thing got its 15-inch digging probe stuck in the soil. Must be nice. Lander's bragging a little bit, but they could not figure out, you know, they're controlling this thing obviously from command center here, and they could not figure out how to get this thing unstuck until somebody at NASA had the idea, you know what we should do? Have it hit itself in the head. Well, not the head, but the top of this entire lander with a shovel.
Nice.
Apparently it's got another shovel device attached to it. And so it
started. Smack yourself.
It started smacking.
Some cartoon
itself,
stuff here.
And that was enough to
ching,
jar.
Ching.
And it worked to jar it free. They said this thing was going to be very risky because it obviously could have damaged key components.
Yeah.
Of the entire lander, but it was stuck and couldn't move. It whacked itself over the head a couple times. Boom. Back
it
in
It works
action.
In the cartoons, right?
Yeah.
Every time.
But then the head completely flattens out.
A little bit.
And then has to...
And there's like birds circling around.
And how does it sound when the birds
are... It's like the little chirping. It's like... Little whistles. Yeah, that.
Graham's was a little bit better.
I can't whistle.
All right, to the positive story. So, gas prices are plummeting. As of Saturday, the average price in the U.S. was $2.15 for regular unleaded. Some states already have gas below the $2 mark.
I was sub $3 this morning, and I was happy. Under $3. I feel like I
You're
seen
happy.
That in a long
Does
time.
It matter to anyone else? No one's driving.
Well, that's
I still
got
to drive here,
it's
though.
Good news for Graham and Selena and about 14 other people in the Bay Area. Everyone else is like, thanks. Gas prices are down to nothing. I'm not driving anywhere.
I know my wife took the car seat. We had the car seat for one of the kids in the house the other day. She's like, well, I'm not going to need this anytime soon. Like,
right.
We're not going anywhere.
Yeah.
It's like, aww. It's true. Nobody's driving.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
That's Drake, Rihanna, Wild 94.9. So I think this is really awesome. Rihanna has this Clara Lionel Foundation, and they announced on Saturday they're donating $5 million to assist with coronavirus relief efforts.
Very good. Very good. So every Monday, we each bring a photo from home. We describe them. We put them up at thejvshow.com. We ask you to vote for your favorite. Selena, you have shot up into first place.
Wow. Shut up.
I know. Just kidding.
Oh,
just wanted to get you excited. Selena, you have 13% of the votes.
Oh, I went down.
I have 36% of the votes. Graham has 51%.
Nice.
Let's just describe them again really quick. Selena, yours?
So my photo is my daughter and our dog. I thought it was hilarious because my dog has become the subject of all her selfies and all her TikTok videos, and he just looks so over it. He looks miserable in this picture.
Do you think he's like, God, why didn't someone else take me into their home?
No.
I can't do selfies all day. I'm not a selfie dog. This is not what I saw for myself
in
life.
Yeah, he's exhausted. He wants to do what dogs do best, take naps.
I saw him in here. Look, he'll get used to it. Your daughter just loves him. She wants to play with him.
Yeah.
But when he would come to the station, the look on his face was like, please leave me alone.
But that's all. He always has this look on his face.
Because
how
he's
he
always
looks.
Being bothered.
He wants to take a nap. He's happy.
My photo is, and I think a lot of people are going to do this while they're at home. They're going to find something else in them that they love to do. I think people are going to discover things. This is something I played around with before, and I'm glad I'm getting back into some photography. And I can just do it around the house. So I took a photo of Natasha. It's interesting, so go check it out. And then Graham, your photo, which is again in first place.
Mine's a picture of my son Ford and I doing some chalk art in front of our house on the sidewalk and driveway. A bunch of our neighbors all decided that the kids were going to do that, so
the
kids have something to look at when
did
they
you
go
disinfect
for
the sidewalk first?
Of course, you know I did. Okay. Wiped it down.
Did not
thoroughly.
Some random information here. Let's just throw it out. 37% of online voters say their favorite dessert is ice cream. Yeah,
let's go.
Are we all in on ice cream?
I'm a doer. Ice cream.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too. What's your favorite?
I don't want to tell you. You guys are going to call me old.
Is it like praline?
Yeah, I was going to say, is it pecan praline?
No, but you know, I'm a fan of just the regular old strawberry.
I like strawberry.
Oh, strawberry's
good.
Not my favorite though, but I can mix that in with some vanilla.
But that with like hot fudge on top and you add stuff.
I haven't done hot fudge in so long. Do you do the hot fudge all the time, like when you have ice cream?
Yeah. I mean, if I go out and get it somewhere at home, I don't want to.
You like it with nuts?
Oh, yeah. Lots of nuts.
Yeah. No, I'm out on the nuts.
No?
Graham, you don't like nuts? That texture in there?
I like them. I'm not, you know, going to turn it down if that's my option. But we usually just go caramel and whipped cream.
Caramel? No thanks.
I love hot caramel and whipped cream.
Selena, you like whipped cream?
So good.
I could do without.
I'm the same with, Graham on that. Like whipped cream, I can do without, but.
Oh, I'll fill my Sunday bowl.
Let me hear how it would sound.
Yeah.
You are really filling
that thing.
That's
the thing running out because I put more volume of whipped cream than I will ice cream. It's a whole bowl.
Watch this. Graham, do the sound effect again. This is him doing, okay, so Graham doing whipped cream. Okay, now listen to this. This is me getting my teeth vacuumed while I'm getting my teeth cleaned. It's the same.
It is.
Why is that the same sound effect?
Why don't you just pour like a cup of sugar on your ice cream? That's what you're doing when you eat whipped
cream.
Is it?
Whipped cream actually doesn't.
Hey, don't ruin the fun over there, Natasha.
Whipped cream is most, when you look at the nutrition facts on whipped cream, I'm always shocked. It's mostly just air in there, but it is just cream and there isn't a ton of sugar. And even the low sugar ones or whatever taste the same to me.
And who are you to talk about sugar? So Natasha, she brings me over some of her pasta and she goes, here, eat it. I was working on something and it's like, she's shoveling it into the side of my mouth. I'm like webcamming with someone and we're working and we're testing on stuff. And she's like shoveling it in. And afterwards she goes, was that good? I didn't even recall. I go, yeah, that was pretty good. She goes, whole thing filled with ketchup.
I cooked it
with ketchup. It was so good.
Then later she goes, I realized why I love ketchup so much on my pasta. And I go, why? She goes, it's got a ton of sugar in it.
It does. So who are you?
Ketchup sweet. Sugar and sugar. Tomatoes. It's a vegetable. Is tomato a vegetable?
Yeah.
Fruit.
See?
Okay. Fruit. I don't
know. Is it a fruit? It might be. It's one of those weird things.
It's an ongoing debate.
I hate those
tomato, tomato, fruit, vegetable. So again, this is whipped cream. And now this is me getting my teeth vacuumed. It's the same thing. 34% of online voters say they would marry someone, or they would marry more than once. Not for me.
I don't
One marriage,
that.
That's it. Yeah. I'm not going to get another marriage. Nuh-uh.
I mean, I guess if I like really, really had to, I don't want to be like not married for the rest of my life, but I would prefer just one person forever. Yeah. I don't like the idea, because marriage is supposed to be that forever. So I don't really like the idea of it being disposable.
I just couldn't imagine like having another one. I mean, let's say, you know, the coronavirus gets Natasha. Just
what if
no one's listening.
Out?
So you can say something like that and it's not going to get. Is that going to catch up with me, what I just said?
No.
Oh, just it will catch up with you.
It's hypothetical. Maybe at home later when you're taking a bite of your next pasta.
Right.
How does that taste?
Yeah.
Ketchup and cyanide in there. Hey, exactly. Watch it. But yeah, I just couldn't imagine. Like, Natasha and I have been together. This is our lives. And I'm not dogging people that do it. And I'm not in that situation. They're the two people listening are like, hey, well, I've been through this.
Yeah.
And right. So when I didn't have the person anymore, I eventually got remarried. But I can pretty much say with 100% confidence, I'm not going to do another marriage if Natasha were to be gone.
Would you even date, though?
What do you like consider dating?
Well, I mean, would you be in a
booty
relationship?
Calls. That's it.
Ew.
That's
no,
it.
But would
That's
you?
Fair. That is it. Booty calls.
So you wouldn't even be in another relationship?
No, I'm
You're
not interested
that
in all
now
that.
Because I'm around. I'm here, and you know I'm not going anywhere.
Let's just try. No, leave the studio and let's see if his answer changes.
Natasha, cover your ears.
No, I just go back. That was my belief and philosophy before Natasha. I didn't even want to get married. I was just like, I don't need. Yeah. I have my work, and I'm happy, and I'm cool. I don't need a relationship. Once in a while, a little. Can I get another sound effect for what I needed? Thank you.
Sounds dry.
But I would go back to that. I don't need the drama of a relationship.
I think, you know, remarrying or a second marriage or a third marriage is great for people that, you know, it wasn't right the first time or the second time. You should always be shooting to find that the right person.
I like
that. And then the marriage will work. JV, you are describing the same scenario as me. Like, I've already got the best.
Right.
You know, if I was to ever remarry that, I'm marrying the second best, you know, or third best.
And I so constantly be saying to the person, you're no Natasha, are you?
Nope, not even close.
You know?
If I checked out within the next, like, month, then I would want you to remarry the second best.
I don't want to. No, thank you.
Just booty calls, Natasha. Yeah.
Just the booty.
Lots of them.
What are the booty calls?
So if you had passed on, would you be okay with me just doing booty calls once in a while?
No,
I don't need many.
Actually, I wouldn't, because that's kind of
Two
sad.
Times a week? Like Why is that sad?
He'll be like, smiling through.
I won't be sad at all. Yeah.
It brings him joy.
If you want me to be happy, I will.
It just makes
I'm
me
telling
feel,
you what I want.
It just makes me feel sad, like an older man just having booty calls.
That's what they want.
Wow,
they're the happiest guys out on the golf course.
They're all half my age.
To take care of you and love you,
JV. I can see you in your red convertible, letting your hair down, just a different girl every week.
Letting my hair down.
Okay, so what do you guys think about this dating rule? All right, mm-hmm. I saw this lady write a blog, or whatever, and she was saying to everybody dating, stop saving all guys' names and phone numbers in your phone. Like, think about your contact list, all the people you have saved already. It's always like mom and grandma, you know, loved ones, important people from work, whatever. So that F-boy from Tinder, he doesn't deserve to be saved in your phone yet. He is not on that same level. Plus, not saving numbers is essential in, like, you know, keeping a little distance between you and this guy and not developing an emotional connection too soon.
I think the reason we save numbers is because it makes us feel good. Like, these people wanted us. Even if they didn't, I think we just kind of hold on to these numbers. Maybe it didn't amount to much, but still you're like, yeah, look at all these numbers, all these people that wanted me.
Yeah, I saw the black book of, and they went down the trash.
Oh, you threw away his memories?
Yeah.
Well, see, I had Natasha as a replacement. At first I was pissed, like, hey, wait a minute. That's a lot of people that wanted me.
Yeah.
But then I realized, you know, in a good relationship, you don't need that, but that did make me feel good.
It kind of does. It makes you feel like you have options. Like, obviously not when you're in a relationship, but when you're dating and you have, like, you know, all the numbers saved.
10 numbers.
Like, Jeremy won, and Tom with long hair, and Andy from Tinder. You know,
and
what
you
mean?
Don't like any of them.
No.
But still, you just have them there because it makes you
because
feel better.
Because you can.
Yeah.
But it's also out of convenience. If you ever were to use that number, I don't want to have to go find a note card that I wrote them down on somewhere. And there's this thing that stores them all. It's called your phone. It's the best place
but what
to have
about,
them stored.
What if there's only like two or maybe even one that you'd really want to come over or go out on a date with? Why are you holding on to all the garbage?
Oh, yeah.
That's just for your ego, right?
Yeah. You need to clean out the garbage there.
Yeah, but there were, I mean, there were guys whose numbers I wouldn't save. They were just, you know, just to talk to because I was bored, you know?
Really?
Those ones you don't save because what's the point?
Right. So you just talk to guys bored and it wouldn't lead to
anything? That's all Tinder is.
Really?
Yes.
But the guys, they're all trying to get some. And you're doing it just for
fun? Have fun. Good luck. Yeah, I'm here for fun.
All right, Magic Matt in a mix. Wild 94.9.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Magic Matt right there in the mix. Wild 94.9, the JV Show. Good morning, I'm JV.
I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Natasha.
And I'm Natasha.
Stop, I knew you were going to do that to her. Stop it.
Recap, what were we talking about, Selena, in the last break?
So we're talking about this new dating rule, supposedly, where this writer is saying, hey, ladies, stop saving all guys' names and numbers in your phone. They are not worthy yet. Keep a little distance. You don't want to develop unnecessary emotional connections.
And by the way, I was saying the reason I kept numbers of people is just for my ego. I felt like, well, that's represents all the people that want me. And Selena, did you say that can be some ladies, you think?
Yeah, okay. I had a little bit of that. Well, Natasha said something while we were in the mix. Natasha, would you like to share with the class what you were telling
me? Well, I found the book of numbers that you had and what I did. I would rip out some pages that I know he wouldn't notice. And then the names of the numbers that I knew he would notice, I would just change threes to eights. And
wow.
I love
you
it.
You are sneaky.
Well, you wouldn't know unless if you tried to call them.
Right. I'm just trying over and over. What the hell?
I'm reading this number,
going
right?
On.
Wait,
she changed her number on
so
me.
So smart.
Wait, you changed it 3 to 8.
Wait, pages that he wouldn't make? How many pages were
he had
in this
a lot.
Book?
Thank you. Now you see what I'm saying? Pump up the ego.
I mean, if you could tear out whole pages and he wouldn't notice,
then you know JV was making up names and numbers.
I mean, people always talk about, you know, their little black book back in the day, but this was a novel. This
I literally had
one. Encyclopedia.
It was a black book, wasn't it?
It was.
It was literally.
Yeah. Wow.
All right, Selena, what else you got?
Okay, so Cosmo posted something about how it's looking more like skinny jeans are going out. And like the looser straight leg type of jeans, those are coming in.
Wow. This for guys and girls?
Yeah. Well, they were referring mostly to ladies, but I mean, I'm sure this applies to both. But we can't have guys in skinny jeans and ladies have already like moved on to something better, supposedly. This is going to make me sound old and angry about this change, but I just don't know if I could ever make the switch. Like, I don't think I could pull off something looser looking.
I remember, Natasha, I talked you into looser, right?
Mm-hmm.
Natasha, everything was super tight when we first started dating. And she's from L.A., so I'm like, babe, Bay Area's a little more relaxed, it's a little more baggy, and she started going baggy, and I loved it.
I'll set up, can I style you? You will, you
oh my
will
God.
Love it.
I don't know.
You're going to style something?
Yes, I will.
No, but I got to tell you my size. I want to tell you my big size, and you're like a 00. Like,
no, I'm not. Oh my God.
Plus, anything you get, she's going to hate it. Natasha was so excited because Selena loved Uggs, and Natasha went out. Got her. She goes, let's get her some different Uggs. JV, you hate the type she wears, but maybe she'll like these. And Natasha spent like $1 million.
Oh, God.
On them. And Selena never wore them once.
Here's the thing.
Oh,
here's the thing.
Ouch.
Because you went different. I'm so basic. Just give me the basic.
That's why I don't think Natasha styling you is going to work.
No, because you're way too cool. Like, you dress way too cool.
You're being very nice lately.
Yeah, why are you? Okay. What's
wrong?
Changing?
Yeah, who is this?
I told you guys I'm extra tired today from all the extra sleep I got. So I'm
no,
just
but just
not
in general.
Myself.
No, in general, like I'll say something bad about myself, and you'll be like, "No, JV, don't. You're great.
Just try
it's
to be
like,
positive.
I know
she's in love.
Oh, that's what it is.
Yeah.
Right.
She's
right.
Had a smile all of 2020.
She's projecting.
Uh-huh. All right, Marin County had to announce the closure of all the parks and beaches this weekend after Saturday. Everybody who was supposed to be at home quarantining, seeming to flock to all the beaches. I saw pictures of Stinson Beach and out by Point Reyes, and the weather was nice on Saturday, and the beaches were packed. And you guys know we ripped on all the Florida spring breakers out there partying and ignoring the guidelines. Well, we can't really judge because we weren't doing much better here ourselves.
So I stayed home, but then I talked to just a couple of friends, and each time they showed me pictures of them being out and about, and it's like, whoa, so what's the deal? Are we going out or not? Because they were out at, like beaches and, you know, along the coast. And I was like, I'm stuck at home because I thought we were supposed to take this serious and everyone else is out. And I told you I watched the news for like
4 straight hours. I shouldn't have done that. But one of the packages was experts saying, hey, you need to get outside. Just because we're self-distancing and we're staying inside, that doesn't mean to, you know, stay in there. Go ahead and get out, but keep your social distance. Well, what is it? Are we inside or are we not? Because I thought we were supposed to stay in place, shelter in place, not be out running around.
I feel like going out defeats the whole purpose of sheltering in place. Like, I get if you need to go for a short walk around your like block or whatever,
yeah,
and go back because you need fresh air and sunshine and all that stuff. I get that.
A quick little, yeah.
Going to any public place, I even
doing
feel
activities.
Weird going to the grocery store because I'm like, if I touch something and I like it, it just. We're taking 10 steps back by right. going out places.
Yeah, I don't like the idea of driving to somewhere to go do a recreational activity right now. Like Selena said.
I feel like, yeah, you're not cooperating if you're doing that.
If you need to walk and for whatever reason there's nowhere to walk near your house, then maybe I understand, okay, drive to somewhere isolated maybe. Let's not all go to our favorite beach or our favorite popular yeah. tourist attraction right now. Go somewhere isolated and do it. But you should be able to walk and pick a route that you think will have the least amount of people on it. Don't go drive somewhere and then go to the beach or go to the same park that everybody's going to go to. That, yeah. to me, defeats the whole purpose.
I think I told you guys, like, I will walk around AT&T Park and because it's a
Oracle
big,
Park.
Oracle, sorry. It's a big park, plenty of room. But still, when someone's coming like towards you, you're like, oh, which way do I go? So I just like stood off to the side. And why is it that then someone comes, stands right next to me and they're having a conversation? I'm like, did that person? And they did. Someone admitted. Yeah. Well, the way I contracted the coronavirus, I'm like, what are you doing by me?
Get up.
Keep walking. Why are you next to me? Get moving, God.
The only
it.
Times we left the house, you know, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, were just to take the dog and go for a walk in our neighborhood. But yeah, you'd see a older couple coming down the sidewalk towards you, and they would dive off the sidewalk. They would go walk in the center yeah. of the street rather than walk next to us. And to me, that's the way you're supposed to be handling this. Yeah. Let's not gather in any. Let's not talk.
Speaking of old couple, did you? I can't remember which listener it was, but they shared a video with you and I. And they were at the grocery store and the wife had a mask on.
Yep.
And older people, if you have them on, fine. Everyone else, you shouldn't have masks. Get them to your health professionals.
Right.
But this lady, she had one on and her husband had a big old maxi pad on sideways.
No,
yeah, he had the pad
didn't.
On. It wasn't. Couldn't he have
How
made
was it
a little
stuck?
More? Couldn't he have made it a little more form fitting? I mean, there was
right.
plenty of extra
it was straight out like a bow tie.
Sticking out the sides. Let's wrap that back a little bit.
Right.
Let's
Those things are so thick. How did he breathe,
dude?
Maybe that's
it
why
was
the sides
so
were open.
Big. Oh yes, because it was opened at the sides. It looked like Mickey's bow tie down at Disneyland, sticking way out on the sides. It was
like,
a big one.
It looked like he's gonna have to turn sideways to get through a doorway. Like
was
it gonna hit either side.
Sticky side. To his face, or was it?
Oh, is that how it stayed there? Yes, so he just stuck it on his mouth. Oh,
okay.
Must have been. It was like a press-on mustache.
I didn't know they were sticky, so that makes sense why it was stuck on his stash. Okay. How did you do with the sheltering in place this weekend, Selena?
I got so much rest. I mentioned this about a minute ago, but I literally lit...
It's a Monday.
I got so much sleep, I can't even talk right now.
Yeah.
I laid in bed for like 3 days straight. It was wonderful. The only times I got up was obviously to like use the restroom, to shower. I went to the store once. That was it. I was eating in bed. I watched like 2 whole series of different shows on Hulu and Netflix. It was great. AJ, on the other hand, my boyfriend, he cannot just like lay in bed for whatever reason. He had to be up doing things. He like cleaned the backyard. He shampooed the carpets in the entire house.
I don't like people. Yeah, but
That's
that makes
so
you
nice.
Feel bad. It is nice.
It made me feel bad because I was just being lazy.
Right. When someone else is working that hard, you just feel like a jerk instead of, I just want to sleep.
Wow.
That's how I felt all weekend because I was so exhausted this weekend and my wife, Kate, does not have that off switch. She was nonstop.
Really?
She's like, well, after I do this, then I'm going to bake a pie, of course, and then I'm going to do some vacuuming, and then I have the laundry. And she's just, I mean, rattling. Wow. She's just nonstop. I'm like, why don't you sit down? Let me do something. No, it's fine. I got it. It's too much. And then I feel bad the whole time.
Yeah.
But you didn't get up and help.
No, of course not. I was exhausted.
I did a round of cleaning. You go, wow, you got a man. It's like you were going to say, wow, Selena, you got a man that does a lot. I did a round. I went through the whole house.
Oh, you did?
I did.
What'd you do? Many details.
Some of everything.
The
like, almost the whole like house. I like, you know, I know I said I was going to regularly do laundry, putting that stuff away. I went back to that and I
Good.
Cleaned
you
downstairs.
Did?
And I, yeah.
Yeah. You did? Remember I complained.
You folded I'm like, one towel, JV. Relax.
No, I folded everything. I go, remember on the clothes? I go, yeah. You don't recall? Because she did the wash and then I like put everything away. But on one of the loads, I'm like, are you sure you washed this black hoodie? It is filled with dog hair.
So three shirts.
Wow.
That is not true. She is lying right now. Okay. All right, Selena, what do you got coming up?
Okay, are you guys ready for Taylor Swift versus Kim K 2.0?
Yes.
The feud is back on. I have all the latest details coming up inside today's Hottest Trending at the 55s.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Where's Selena? Does she know we do trending here?
Yeah, I think she does.
Okay.
She grabbed some audio.
Couple of things here. Ismael checking in. JV Graham. Man, this is a tough one. Who should I vote for on Photos from Home today? JV has an amazing photo that he took of Natasha. Selena Gomez. Not Selena Gomez. But,
love that. Yeah.
We online call her Selena Gomez. Has a photo. It's funny because of Bentley. And Graham has an awesome photo of father and son bonding time. This is tough. I would like to recommend that you vote for me. I don't know. Of the three, me, maybe. Ismael, if I could.
You got a good picture.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, cool. I'm not going to say it's not.
So you're all saying vote for me.
I didn't say that.
Aggie saying, I am perfectly dancing along with the JV Show. Good morning, everyone. Oh, Aggie, we appreciate that. Let's see how we're doing on Photos from Home. So check them all out, thejvshow.com, and then vote. Selena, you have gone down another point.
Of course.
You have 15% of the votes.
Totally fine.
I'm about the same. I have 34% of the votes, and Graham has 51% of the votes. He's in first place. A very cute photo of you and your son. All right, everything trending, Selena?
It's brought to you by Serendipity Food Truck. If you're going out to eat, please support small and local businesses. Okay, I was just going to ask if we were streaming or not.
Yeah, we're streaming.
Okay. You know,
I don't know if anyone's watching on Wild 94.9's Facebook Live, but we wanted to be there for the people that are. Yeah, Selena's out of picture.
Now I'm on. Okay, so we get to relive the Taylor Swift's Kim K feud all over again. The feud is back on. So remember in 2016, Kanye puts out his song Famous.
Yeah.
And there was a couple controversial Taylor Swift lines in there. First, there was the line, I feel like me and Taylor might still have sex. And then the I made that be famous.
Right.
Now, remember, Taylor was like, I never knew about this. And then Kim released clips of a phone conversation on her Snapchat that showed that there was a phone call between Kanye and Taylor. And so everybody started.
Turned on Taylor.
Everybody turned on Taylor. They were attacking her with snake emojis. And she was like the snake of the year. And obviously she turned that around for her own career. And, you know. But anyways.
I got second place on snake of the year.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's strong.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
So now there's newly released footage of that phone call, and everyone thinks it proves that not only did Kim manipulate the pieces of the call she posted, because nowhere in this leaked footage does it say anything about the B word line, which was the thing that Taylor had the issue with. Like, she doesn't want to be referred to as the B word. So I'm just going to play a quick little clip from the call because it's kind of long, but this is Kanye. He was calling Taylor because not only does he want her approval, but he wanted Taylor to be the one to put the song out, like on her social media, because it was that controversial.
Well, is it going to be mean?
No, I don't think it's mean.
Okay, then let me hear it.
Okay. So it says, to all my South Side that know me best, I feel like Taylor Swift might owe me sex.
That's not mean.
Okay.
She did say she had a slight issue with that line because the whole feminist movement, like, you can't say a woman owes you something. So that's why he ended up changing it in the actual song. It says, I feel like me and Taylor might still have sex. But she goes on to say, all the buildup, Kanye, I thought you were going to be calling me like a stupid, dumb B word or something.
Yeah.
So clearly she's saying that she is not okay with that. So Swifties took to Twitter, to Kim's Instagram. They're calling her a liar, leaving snake emojis on her account.
Two things. One, Kanye seemed very nervous the entire call.
Yeah.
I mean, he's so confident in his music, but the whole time he's like, Taylor, I mean, I'm not exaggerating. When he was saying, it's a line, it took him 20 minutes, not 20 minutes, but 2 minutes to get out what he was trying to say because he was so afraid. The other thing is to find out that Kim Kardashian manipulated this, that she chopped up that call to have everyone turn on Taylor. Like, that's a whole nother level of rotten you are, Kim. I'm sorry.
It makes me wonder, because obviously this video was in their possession. So who leaked this new footage that we're talking about right now? Because if she was the one recording it, So she could manipulate it however she wanted to make them look like they weren't the liars. Who's leaking it?
Well, Natasha will tell you. She tells me all the time, certain things you don't want to leave on your phone. She goes, you know, the big stars, they don't leave stuff on their phone because the world has access to that. Oh. Don't you know? So someone from the back end, she's said, yes, I give you permission on this app. Yes, I've given you permission. Someone's gone into her phone and said, whoa, here's the whole call. And they put it out. But the fact, I want to go back to this again, the fact that Kim knew what the whole conversation was and she manipulated it and changed it to make Taylor look like a big liar. Like, this is crazy.
I know.
The fact that if it has been manipulated, don't you think then this wasn't some phone hack that got it out there that they, you know, it's just on the sly, let this get leaked. Do you think they didn't leak it themselves then?
No, because the leak shows that Kim doctored this. The original
out on her Snapchat.
The one that got leaked is the actual call. And now what we can see is that Kim went and doctored up the original. Yeah.
Right,
and it was all lies.
And I love Taylor. She's not like speaking out about any of this, but she's on social media and Tumblr just like liking posts. Calling Kim a liar
or that she's a snake.
I know, it's so good. Okay, let's get to this. So the test results are in. Remember, Drake was hanging out with KD like days before Kevin Durant tested positive for coronavirus.
Yeah.
So Drake was in self-isolation. He did get tested himself. He went on Instagram Live with his dad to reveal that he has tested negative.
Okay.
But he did say that they put the Q-tip all the way back into his thoughts.
Graham was telling us about that.
That's not good.
Yeah.
You said the test is no joke. The Q-tip goes into your brain.
Yeah. I think they swab it up your nose all the way to the back of your throat, basically, which would feel like, it's a tickling part of your brain back there.
Ouch.
Just really quick, did you hear who did test positive?
No.
Andy Cohen.
Oh, I got that. Yeah.
Colton Underwood from, Bachelor, whatever, and Harvey Weinstein.
Wow. And
how's Weinstein getting a test?
Well, thank you.
He's rich, but you're concerned? In prison now.
You're concerned he has a sniffle? Who cares? Deal with it there. All right, Graham, what do you got?
All right, Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky, he has tested positive for the coronavirus, making him the first member of the Senate to do so. Paul was spotted at the Senate gym doing some swimming in the pool on Sunday morning, meaning he was there working out even though he was awaiting his test results.
Paul's
camp said he left all Senate facilities immediately upon learning of his diagnosis. I guess that makes it slightly better, but his positive test has raised the alarm for other Republican senators who he may have come into contact with. One of those senators, Mitt Romney of Utah, who announced he's going into self-quarantine as a precaution. Yesterday, when reporters asked the president if he had heard Romney was in isolation, he said, gee, that's too bad. Romney famously was the only Republican in the Senate that voted to impeach the president on one of the charges, articles of impeachment.
All right, and finally, Graham.
All right, let's just take a quick look at some of the Bay Area cases of the coronavirus by the numbers. Napa County, you guys know, was the only county without a confirmed case all the way through last week, but the streak is finally broken as the patient was confirmed to have it there yesterday. Around the Bay Area, like the rest of the country, the number of cases has continued to rise. As of last night, there were more than 680 confirmed cases. Sadly, now at least 13 deaths. Santa Clara County continues to be especially hit hard by this, where they have over 300 cases. In the United States, there's now over 35,000 cases, and globally, there are now over 350,000.
All right, thank you, Graham. Not sure how many people are up right now on Facebook Live. Anyone that was watching the streaming, we're going to say goodbye.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Selena?
Yes?
Your Netflix party?
It was a no-go.
What happened?
I wanted to have this Netflix party so bad. So I sent out a group text to all my sisters and to my mom. And, I wanted to see who was down so we can schedule a time and pick a movie and stuff. And the only person that responded to me was my mom.
Oh.
All my sisters ignored me. So I just canceled the entire party.
Why didn't we get an invite? I would have gone.
You would have?
Yes.
Oh, I thought it'd be nice to have just a family thing, but
I thought it'd be nice to not have you, just a family thing.
Okay,
please stay
me,
out. That's what it sounded like.
I wanted to do something with my sisters who I'm not allowed to see because of social distancing. Whoa. No offense, I see you guys every day.
Oh my God.
Wow.
That is harsh.
I said no offense. That canceled out the harshness.
Got it.
I want to talk about a Netflix show that I saw that it's another jaw dropper. This is beyond, it's got to be slightly beyond Aaron Hernandez. Yes.
How is that possible?
Crazy. We're going to do that in the next break. What I'd like to go through now are six quarantine questions to ask for better self-care. Somebody posted this online. You ready?
Yes.
Number one, and this is good to ask. What am I grateful for today? These are all good, positive things. Selena, what are you grateful for?
Yeah, my health. Right?
That's been on the decline for a while.
No, it hasn't.
Now. We've seen what you eat.
Do you feel? Do you feel healthy?
I mean, it could be a lot worse.
Yeah.
You know. So yeah.
Graham, what are you grateful for?
My family, you know, my wife, my kids, and my greater family, my parents, my brother, my sister, and their families.
I obviously I'm grateful for Natasha and my family, but I am honestly grateful that I need this. I need to come see you guys and whatever interaction we have with the listeners, even though it's changing and we have to figure like all that out best. And I hope not to lose everyone, but I don't know. I need that where I can come in and still do this and be with you guys. I'm grateful for y'all.
Really? Prove it with the Netflix party.
When I can do the Netflix party where I get to talk smack the whole time, I'm in. We're working on some things, though, to do at night, because I know people are watching and doing more at night, so we're working on some stuff. Natasha, is there something you're grateful for?
I'm grateful for my sweet little puppies because they make me so happy, especially during this time. I need some happiness and joy, something.
Am I neglecting you? It sounds... Is it just me?
No, I'm thankful.
Do I have a guilty conscience?
I'm thankful for my puppies. They're the only thing that pay attention to me.
Every answer that she gives on the show, I feel like a piece of ish.
And you, JV, you are amazing.
I'm grateful for my dogs because I get no love without my dogs.
No, it's just, they're just like, look at you and they're never mad at you. They never give you attitude.
And JV does.
That's coming out so wrong. You know what
Jesus.
I mean? They just like appreciate everything.
Every time we go into a song or a commercial
Damn
break,
it.
Natasha goes, hey, you know I didn't mean anything by that, right?
Things come out wrong. I'm sorry.
God, I sound like a horrible person. 6 quarantine questions to ask yourself for better self-care. Who am I checking in on or connecting with? I think I need to call mom more. I have checked in with friends that... You know, I was kind of talking with them, but I'm noticing more of reaching out to people. Hey, how you doing? This is all kind of crazy, isn't it? Are you guys connecting with people?
No, this has been my excuse to like not even be on my phone as much and to disconnect from people.
You're like full distancing from everybody. Yeah. Just
I mean, I did talk
public.
To my mom yesterday. I honestly should talk to my parents more. I haven't checked in on my dad to see how he's doing. So I should be doing it more.
Graham,
I've been
checking in on people?
Yeah, I've been checking in on my parents, and they're out there just living their best lives. It's driving me crazy. They're like, whoa, we went for this hike today, and we did that. I'm like, no, you guys don't get it. They're like, but we're healthy. I'm like, I don't think you understand this. And Kate was having the same conversation with her parents. They're like, well, we're going to go do this today. I'm like, no, you don't go do this. I feel like our younger people, despite what we've seen for spring break and stuff, I feel like it's us that are the ones staying home and not doing anything.
Right.
And everybody, like my parents that think they're healthy and fine, they're off living their best life.
There does seem to be a split. We talked about this earlier on the show. Like, we're all taking it serious. We're staying in. But there's so many people that are like, hey, we're going to the beach today.
Yeah.
What are you doing? The next thing, this is for better self-care. What expectations of normal am I letting go of today? Are you guys wrestling with that? It's hard to get to the new normal, but eventually we're going to have to because that's your life.
Yeah.
Like, are you guys transitioning? I'm kind of creating my own question, but are you guys starting to let go? Because it's like, this is so bizarre. This is so weird. But eventually you have to come out of how bizarre this is. And this is life for a little bit. Are you guys able to, are you doing this transition okay?
I think I am. Like, I just miss, there's certain things I miss. Like, when me and AJ first got together, we did a lot of, like, going out to restaurants and, like, drinks and stuff like that. And we were just literally, before all this happened, just talking about wanting to get back to that. And it's like, now we can't, no matter what. Like, and we're getting kind of bored at home. I'm not going to lie, you know? So that's the hardest part.
I got someone's birthday coming up Wednesday.
I know. What are you supposed to do?
It's Natasha's. And it's going to be the worst. I don't know what to do. I saw, like, the mayor of LA like yelling, saying, if you want me to enforce a policy, I will. But we got flower shops open. Shut them down. All the flower shops. What can I do for Natasha's birthday?
Can I just get a rain check?
Yeah, would you be okay with wouldn't that be sad, guys? If
I mean,
just
if they're gonna postpone the Olympics, we can postpone your birthday.
Oh,
your birthday?
But you still gotta do something. You can't just go on like it's a regular day.
Remember that cake that we got you for your birthday?
We still
that
have
was
it.
Horrible. I think we still have it.
Recycle.
It was the saddest cake you've ever seen. Yes.
Really quick here. Am I getting outside today? According to this, you should be getting outside.
No, it's cold outside. I'll stay in.
I'm not getting outside as much. Speaking of our dogs, I think we need to get them out more. They seem to be getting a little stressed. Dogs need to be out a lot, and we've cut down on their time. I do feel bad for them.
Yeah, I've been getting out just that one. We do like a family walk each day to make sure that we're all getting outside and the dog gets a walk.
Finally, what beauty am I creating, cultivating, or inviting in today? For me, it's kind of that inner thing. My photo from home is me, you know, like finding something else that I love. Like I really enjoy doing photography this weekend with Natasha, and I feel like I created a really beautiful photo for photos from home. So are you guys?
I love that. Like people like you, JV, that have this creativity, they're finding new outlets during this time. Because you see a lot of people, discovering new creative ways to do stuff. Or I just don't have that right now. If I have that free time, I want to take a nap.
Selena, any beauty that you're creating or something new?
I mean, for me, not really new, but for me, it's just I get to spend more time with my daughter.
Yeah.
Because she's not at school, you know, she's home with me, and
I've been on the phone with you a couple of times,
like,
and you're
mostly
like,
"Me yelling at her."
Stop! I said no. I'm on the phone.
It's telling me. It's mostly me yelling at her to go TikTok somewhere else, or not get slime in the carpet, or whatever, you know. But it's nice to have her.
Mom,
around.
I want to give you a hug.
Yeah, I told you. Get in your room. No. Quiet.
Yeah, I was. I did a mic test with Graham just in case we do have to leave these studios. We're FEMA approved to be here. But in case we have to do it from the house, I did a test with Graham, and the one I did with Selena, oh my God, it had my ears bleeding. Because she's, the amount of yelling, and then she's like, Kiana, because Selena goes, it was feeding back like crazy. Selena goes, I don't have headphones, and she goes, but my daughter's right here with her headphones. I go, oh, can you borrow them? The argument just to borrow her headphones?
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
That's Dua Lipa on Wild 94.9. So she retweeted a meme that had some of the lyrics to that song. And it was, it says, how to avoid coronavirus. Don't show up. Don't come out. Don't start caring about me now.
Wow.
Walk away. You know how. Don't start caring about me now.
Good stuff.
Nice.
So remember that.
All right. Here's how we're doing on Photos from Home. Every Monday, we each bring a photo. We've described them all and we've posted them and we've asked you to vote. Selena, you dropped a little more.
Dang it.
Scoop, boop,
a tiny 13%. 13. You got 13% of the votes.
Fine.
I'm in second place. I've dropped a little bit as well. 32% of the votes. And then Graham has extended his lead by 4 percentage points. 55% of the votes. And because you're in first place, we'll let you really quick say again what your photo is.
Mine's a picture of my son Ford and I doing some chalk artwork. Our whole neighborhood decided that everybody was going to do chalk artwork in front of their houses on the sidewalks or driveways so that when the kids are out, since they can't play with each other, they can go see each other's artwork.
Yeah. And the artwork is?
My son Ford wanted to draw a big dinosaur, and so we called it a Coronasaurus.
Love it.
Love that. So cute.
So there's been some big series. Do you say series on Netflix? I like to. There's been some big series.
I like that.
This is going to be of the top ones that is talked about up there with like Aaron Hernandez. I mean, this is insane. It's called Tiger King. Have you heard of it?
Yes.
I saw that pop up on my Netflix. Like it was recommended to me. So it was trending or whatever. I watched maybe like the first 30 seconds and I had to bail. I was like, this is too zookeeper meets redneck.
You're right. It is redneck and it has to do with exotic animals. What have you heard about it, Graham? And I want to tell you a little bit about it without giving too much away. Although even if I gave out 25 things, there is so much insanity that starts to ensue from this. I sat there jaw dropped for hours yesterday, like, oh my God, what have you heard, Graham?
I've had a couple of buddies text me saying, you have to watch this. Everyone was sharing kind of their quarantine, you know, series to binge, you know?
Yeah.
And they're like, you have to watch this. It's fascinating. And also, one of them said, unintentionally hilarious, whatever that means.
So you have these exotic animal properties. Everyone that owns these animals, a lot of it's illegal. There's just shady stuff going on. two people are feuding with each other and they are ruthless. They slam each other online. Like the guy and the woman who are feuding, they have YouTube channels, and this guy will do anything to tear her down. He's so vulgar. He'll have a plastic doll of her, and the stuff he does to it is
this is all real. This is real people.
Yes.
Whoa.
But then there's like really interesting stuff. Like, how did this woman get all these exotic cats? And I want to give this away. Do I?
Well, nobody's listening.
Yeah, so. But I know. But this one I really want to watch.
There's rumors she killed her husband.
Whoa.
And so this other guy makes fun of this, you know, the whole time. He's like ripping on that. I'm going to give one other thing away as well. This lady's the most searched person with exotic animals, and this guy wants to be the most searched, so he steals like part of her logo and her title, and she's like, "You can't do that." So she sues him and wins this major claim. So now he's got all these items he has to turn over. You won't believe the list of stuff he has to surrender. They're bitter enemies, the hatred for each other. So, and this guy's all about guns. He's so redneck. He goes, "Oh yeah. So you want my watch? You want my watch?" And it's a Rolex, and it's dope. He like puts it to a stick of dynamite. Skaboom! Come get it. And this stuff is just ongoing.
Oh my God!
And this, everyone's involved with ex-felons and cons and strip club owners, and how they're what they end up doing to each other is just. I mean, I'm getting towards the end, I think, and I cannot believe what is going on. This is a must watch.
Okay,
I can't wait. You have to.
I can't wait.
I wanted to ask you guys if you could do something like this. This guy, he's just so ruthless all the time. I don't know how he got a hold of this woman's diary. He goes, "Well, today on YouTube."
Are these teenagers? Are they tweens?
Who
has a diary?
When she first got with this man, she was younger, this rich man, so she documented, like, "I don't know if he's cheating on me." And this dude got her diary. He goes, "All right, here we go to page number 2.
I love it.
And that's so embarrassing to read on YouTube, someone's diary. If you had a bitter enemy and you landed on something like that, and you guys had been feuding, you're trying to tear each other down, would you read someone's diary on your YouTube channel?
Yeah.
Yep.
You would.
Because I know they would do it to me given any chance to do something like that.
See, I've learned something from Natasha. I think I've talked about this before. Natasha, do you know Natasha had this happen?
You had a diary?
No. Listen, flipped around. So Natasha had a couple of ladies out there that were just so mean to her, so ruthless. Like, why do you treat me this way? And she kept trying to be positive and not understanding why suddenly these girls turned on her and would trash her and say like the worst, most cruel things. And then some web dude goes, "Hey, Natasha, you know so-and-so? I was able to get into her computer. Here's the entire diary." And I was like, show it to the world. Get it out there. Because she was just admitting. I think we talked about this before, didn't we?
Sounds familiar.
Remember she talked in different colors, like on it. She goes, "I don't know why I hate Natasha. I think Natasha's such a B-word, blah, blah, blah." But then a different color would say, "Now, I don't know why. She's never done anything to me. She's actually been sweet to me." I was like, get it out there. You can take it. She is done after this. And Natasha's like, no, she's working through this. She's telling why, you know, and I'm now with Natasha, but now you two, you're saying you would read it and tear your enemy down, but anything to what Natasha's saying?
I mean, you're right. That's the right thing to do.
let's just say I would omit, you know, details if there were things that were really, really sensitive. Not, I want the embarrassing stuff. I don't want the, you know, if there were stuff with mental health or they'd been assaulted in the past, stuff that they've, secrets that they've told her, I'm not going to read that stuff.
But even
if there's some funny, if there's some gems in there that I can make look stupid, yeah, I'm going to read those.
Graham, imagine someone is writing about Graham going, "Now Graham is wonderful and he's awesome and everything, but here's why I hate him." would you read that? Or would you be like Natasha and go, "No, like this person is working out why they're, you know, hating on someone and they're getting somewhere and I could destroy them and I don't want to."
That material sounds really good.
It does. It sounds so good.
I like have that caliber material.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Oh my God, this is so juicy. Okay, so just to recap, JV is recommending something on Netflix. It was trending this weekend. It's called Tiger King. So a lot of it centers on two owners of these small animal zoos. Most of the animals are tigers. It's like a bunch of exotic animals.
Yeah. And by the way, can you believe this dude illegally, he's selling tigers? Only $3,000? I would think they would go for a lot more than that.
$3,000, I can have a tiger?
I want one.
I'll go to the ATM right now.
No, don't say that. That's what sucks is you just feel bad for the animals throughout this thing. Like, they're just being sold, and they're not really being cared for. It's people that want to look cool on social media, and then people that are trying to run zoos. Anyway, go ahead, Selena.
So, JV was saying that, like, the two feuding zoo animal owners, whatever you want to call them, the guy is like so brutal to the woman owner. They are just mortal enemies. He got a hold of her diary and was reading it on his YouTube channel. So JV asked us if we would do that to an enemy, like if we had their diary, would we read it? And we all agreed with Natasha, because Natasha was given that exact opportunity to a girl that was, you weren't mean to her, she was mean to you. But Natasha was like, nope, this is not the right thing to do, let me be the bigger person.
And for the people that are not really hearing that, Natasha was torn down by like two girls mainly, and then one web guy goes, hey, I don't know why she's so mean to you, but this is going to be interesting to read. It was her diary, and Natasha chose to never put that out.
But during that last song, you kind of told us some of the things that were in there. What was in the diary, Natasha?
Good.
And we would never say the person's name.
No,
you're not that type of person.
Well, she said that she slept with one guy for money, but she didn't like to do that, but she did it because she would get kicked out. She donated her eggs for money. And
wow, I mean, there was a lot of things. You guys.
She slept with someone's girlfriend's husband.
Oh my God!
You guys, what I was juicy. I was over there. It's when we moved to New York for about a year and a half, and I'm reading through the diary. I'm like, whoa! This was its own Netflix special. I'm like, whoa! And then she said this about you. She slept with this girl's husband?
What?
Whoa! You're not going to talk about this? And Tasha goes, no, we shouldn't. I go, this is amazing. Page 14. Whoa! Flip the page.
Natasha, the amount of self-control you have is incredible.
I know, I do.
Enough time has gone by now. Let's just put it into the diary. Isn't there a statute of limitations on this? It's fine now.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Black Bear. That's a Black Bear.
Yeah, you did.
Black Bear.
Too much of that Tiger King, huh?
Yeah. Wild 94.9, it is the JV Show. Hello, who is this?
Hi, this is Cassandra.
Cassandra, your caller number 94.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Yes, I'm sure this is going to help out. $100 gift card for food delivery or pickup from one of the local businesses for you, okay?
You don't even know. It's super, super helpful. Thank you.
Awesome.
You're welcome.
So how are you doing with everything?
You know, hanging in there. I'm still working. I'm grateful to be working. Yeah. My hours have been cut a little bit, so the gift card's really, really helpful. Thank you.
It's our pleasure. What do you do for a living?
I'm in healthcare. I'm an occupational therapist.
Well, then we owe all of you guys like a huge, huge thank you for everything you're doing.
Thank you. Thank you. Our nurses work really hard.
Oh, for sure. Are you are you getting out? Are you able to? Are you strict once you get home? Are you staying home? We've kind of discussed this a couple times this morning. We are all staying at home, and we're wondering, wait, why are there so many people out at beaches and stuff? Do you have any thoughts on that?
Oh, no. I'm not at beaches, but I'm at home when I get off work. I go home. I've been trying to work out. I go to the gym regularly, so obviously I can't do that. But
yeah.
I've just been bringing my like workout stuff onto my little grass outside my place.
Good for you.
Not really interacting with anyone else.
Yeah.
So I'm taking walks and actually enjoying nature a lot more than I have been, which
is kind of
nice.
Awesome.
Yeah.
All right. Congratulations, Cassandra. Hang on there one quick second. Before you talk about that, Selena, I want to talk about workout routines tomorrow and what you guys are doing, if you're getting exercise. I'll tell you now, I'm not.
Same.
It's tough.
So we are doing this, the $100 gift card giveaway, obviously, because a lot of local businesses here in the Bay are taking a huge hit. So we need to rally and support them. If you want to see what businesses are open, you can go to wild949.com/support the Bay.
And this trending is brought to you by Squeezed. Get to squeezed.com. They will deliver that health to you. They have 3-day cleanse, a 1-day, 2-day, 3-day cleanse. Maybe you can do a 5-day cleanse. I want to shout out Joey Corona. He's doing another full-on cleanse.
Oh, my God. Wow.
He goes, these are the best tasting juices.
They are.
And they are. So all right, Selena, what do you got?
So Lizzo criticized for wearing a face mask. I think we're all fully aware of the shortage that's currently happening. Healthcare providers don't even have enough masks and gloves and protective gear, you know, and everything they need because everybody else is just buying them up. So that's where Lizzo comes in. She was wearing a face mask and everybody was like, hello. Unless you have the coronavirus, you should not be wearing one of those. Save them for the people who actually need them. She issued a response and then she deleted it. But she basically said, hello, I have strep throat. And then she revealed that, or here's what she actually said. She said, quote, it's nobody's business, but I'd prefer y'all not criticize me for wearing a face mask and doing what I'm supposed to do to protect the people in my home. Please check yourself before you become an internet bully just because you're bored. Get your facts straight.
Oh, can I ask
but
you guys?
She's sick. She needs it.
A quick question.
Yeah.
So when all of this was first coming about, you know, I ordered, a couple of masks because I didn't know. I was like, all right, if we're out in public, we should protect ourselves. Now, initially I blamed someone for stealing them.
Yeah. Someone in your building.
Yeah.
Stole a package.
That was a false accusation.
Oh, I'd like to retract that.
Natasha said she was hit up by the company saying your masks are still on the way, but we have to do them in order of, you know, when the order was placed and we're way backed up.
Yeah.
When I get them, because I know that they are, I saw someone on the news say they are, the N95s are highly effective. Should I not wear those? Should I immediately donate it?
How many did you get?
Two. Just two. It's just two. Do I use it to stay protected though? Or do I give it to a hospital worker?
I think you donate them right now.
You donate it immediately. They haven't arrived, but when I do, you think I should, right?
I think you should. Just the number of, you know, doctors and nurses that have personally hit me up, that, you know, friends or friends of friends we have that say we are in so desperate need of them right now. Like, a couple of people told us they were about on the verge of running out in the coming days if they didn't get donations for them because they have no inventory coming in.
Right. All right, Selena.
I would never know that there's a store. I went to Safeway, like, on Saturday. Everybody in there had a mask on.
Yeah,
like,
how do we feel about people that are wearing them when they shouldn't? It should be for workers.
I've been out mask shaming people, of course. No, I mean, I don't know. I mean, everybody needs to do what they think is in the best interest of their own health, right? But if you have unused ones that you haven't already started wearing, donate them if you can.
Yeah. All right, Selena, what else?
So Kourtney Kardashian says she is thriving after quitting that pesky show, Keeping Up with the Kardashians. So as you know, she stepped back from filming and she did a new interview that got people buzzing over the weekend. She said that, you know, she's not busy putting all her energy into the show anymore. She feels like she's in a whole new season just of her life. Like, she's spending so much more time with the kids. This is obviously not because of the shelter in place thing. I think if that weren't the case, she would still be enjoying time with the kids. But she says,
how much time with the kids? How much time munching on salads?
That's what I was going to say. What is this? How does this show impede on her life? There's now just not a cameraman filming her eat a salad? Like, she just gets to eat
it's
in peace and
like
quiet?
70-30, 70 salads, 30%
so
kids.
Her watching the kids, in other words, nannies watching the kids.
She does
while you're eating a
lot
of that. Yeah, camera. On camera, she does.
Well, I would assume off camera she does too. She's really like involved in her kids' life. But she feels like her life is much more balanced, whereas before it was always more work, like having to show up to set, than family life. She admitted that when she was doing the show, she was just unhappy, which explains the monotone voice, right? All the time. She said, I felt like I was on a hamster wheel. Something needed to change.
We're on Wild 94.9's Instagram Live. Harry Asa says she quit the show. Like, when they want to know, when did she quit the show?
So before this last season, she announced that she would be stepping down. They said that she's still going to be on the show, making like little cameos here and there, but she's not going to be like on it like how she was.
All right, Graham, what do you got?
All right, there's a new symptom being reported in some coronavirus patients that doctors are saying you might want to look out for. We talked last week about how a big percentage of patients reported some gastrointestinal symptoms, namely some diarrhea, that started before the actual onset of the normal virus symptoms that we all know about, the rhea before the rona, just, you know, a little for short to help you remember. But now some British medical experts say that loss of taste and smell is another symptom that's emerged in some patients that aren't otherwise exhibiting any symptoms at all. That might be the only thing they're noticing. I can't smell or taste anything. It's not yet known how common this is, but Rudy Gobert, the NBA star Utah Jazz player that tested positive for this, he tweeted over the weekend, just to give you guys an update, loss of smell and taste is definitely one of the symptoms. Haven't been able to smell anything for the last 4 days. And he asked, anybody else experiencing the same thing? Turns out quite a few people are.
I have a friend. I told you guys off the air this morning, I have a friend who went through that. About a week ago, he lost smell and taste. And then this past weekend, fever hit really hard. He's sure that he has it with all of this lining
up. You should, text him back.
Do you think the loss of smell is your body trying to balance it out so you don't smell the
Rhea before the Rona?
You know what? Maybe some of it could be this. Are you guys taking as many showers?
Yes. You're not?
I might have gone the whole weekend without a shower.
Yeah, the weekend one, if you're lounging around, it's not like I'm going to go out and meet up with people. I'm not, going out and doing something socially. No.
No.
I know I'm going to be doing stuff around the house. What do I need a shower for that?
All right. Thank you, Graham and Selena.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.